Hey guys, it's Rudy, and once again, thank you so much for listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours. If you have found this this podcast, you are obviously subscribed to one of our feeds, probably the feed that we are trying to move the podcast off of. So right now, you're getting all the Love 'Em or List 'Ems, you're getting Secrets, and you're getting the After Hours podcast. So if you're listening to that right now, don't forget, you have to move over to the new feed. That's starting next week. If you're on Podcast One or if you're on Apple Podcasts, it's pretty simple. Just search Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Just like you did previously, you're going to find that there's another feed. You'll see the little graphic with the three of them holding up the sign that says After Hours Podcast. All you have to do is subscribe to that. This will be the last week that we upload the podcast to both feeds, and then next week, moving over to the new feeds. And I'm looking at the numbers, and a lot of people have already started to do it. So thank you so much. In the meantime, enjoy After Hours with Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I was in the Bob Marshall Wilderness in Montana. We rode in on horses 30 miles, and we got in boats and fished for a week with no motorized vehicles, no cell service, no Wi-Fi. I did not know we wouldn't have Wi-Fi in the wilderness. It's hard because when you don't have Wi-Fi, you can't Google anything. You have to actually know things. At some point, somebody said, what do we do if we run into a bear? So I went reflexively for my phone, and I was like, I guess we throw this at it? I don't know.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oh, man. The old wifey.
Mm-hmm.
Wi-Fi.
Do you have Wi-Fi at the hotel that you're staying at because your home is too hot?
Oh, hardy har har. You give me crap. I am staying at a hotel currently for the 2 days. I'm still staying overnight Wednesday. I stayed two nights because I got a I got an express deal on Priceline. Thank you very much, Priceline.
Score.
But yeah, so I got a deal. Listen, you're a better man than I am, Rudy, in every possible way.
No.
It's 85 in my house. It is gross. I slept there for Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, most of Monday. I went home and I was there for most of the day until I just decided. I was like, you know what? I've done this for 4 days. This is long enough. It's hot. I'm blowing hot air at myself with fans. I'm sleeping on a couch that I'm sticking to. It was unbearable. I just didn't want to do it. And again, much bigger things and much bigger problems for people. But in this situation for me, it was too hot. I couldn't do it.
Not unbearable. Uncomfortable, yes.
It's very uncomfortable. For me, unbearable.
Amazing learning, you know, opportunity at your fingertips.
And I used four of them. Yeah. I used 4 days.
Four sleeps.
For you to have been able to get through all the way to the end, it proves that you are much stronger than you think you are.
No, it proves that I'm stupid because I was strong by making it 4 days.
But now I
was smart and I adapted to the situation and said, well, we get up super early here, and if I'm going to function, then I'm going to have to sleep. And if I can't sleep, that's not going to happen. So okay. You're right. I caved, and I jumped in feet first into that hotel. And I'll tell you, there's not one part of my entire being that regrets that decision. Not even one like, God, you know what? Rudy's right. I didn't take this as a learning experience. I said, no, I turned my air in the room down to 60.
So you slept really good. Totally worth the money.
Slept like a champ. Not even one regret. I couldn't tell you how excited I was. The only regret I had was that the stuff in that hotel cost so much money for, like, you know how they up the price on all the stuff they had. They had two bottles of water sitting on the counter with a sign in front of it that said, go ahead, take one. We dare you. $6. Six bucks for the water.
Always bring your own.
I was like, why? But I wasn't going to use any of it. I'm always floored when they have that stuff. Yeah. And then you're like, oh God, don't touch it. Don't move it. Don't look anywhere near there.
Staying at the Ritz?
No, it's not the Ritz. Jeez. It is not the Ritz. It's the Ritz Carlton Jr.
Okay? The Ritz Carl's Jr.
It's got the burger joint right there in the store. So it's not a big deal. I got a really good shake on my way home yesterday. So it was nice. So I am. I'm a baby. And I am floored. I made it 4 days.
I actually am too.
You say that it was a test to go all 7 days, Rudy. I'm floored I made it 4 days. Four full days sleeping in the basement of that hot arse building I call my home.
Well, everything will be back to normal soon, and we won't have to hear him complain about being hot anymore.
I was complaining that much, but that's fine. Thanks, Dez. Appreciate it.
I think the base of every podcast since last Thursday has been, it's so hot at my house.
Well, it's only Go ahead, Des. You got this. I'm going to sit back. You got it. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. What should we talk about?
It's the Des podcast, everybody. Here we go. No more complaining from this guy. You got it. All you.
All right. Rudy, should we talk about what happened on Jeopardy yesterday?
Let's.
Okay. So this was a name the band situation with these members. And it's just funny to hear Alex say these names.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll play the question, and then we'll give the answer, and we'll see if you guys can get all of them.
Fine.
Okay? Ready? All right, here we go.
Liam, Harry, Louis, Niall.
One Direction.
One Direction, yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Lauren.
What is One Direction?
That's the band.
Boys for 800.
Robbie Krieger, Ray Manzarek, John Densmore, Jim Morrison.
Oh, my God. The Doors.
Yeah, yes. You don't really know it until you get to Jim Morrison, and then it brings it around.
You're right, that whole band, I was like, oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ray.
Who are the Doors?
Yes.
12.
The late Chester Bennington.
Linkin Park. Mike Shinoda.
Brad Delson.
Yep.
Lauren.
What is Linkin Park?
Good.
1600.
James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich.
Metallica.
And briefly, Dave Mustaine.
Hey, you're supposed to wait till all the clues are told.
Right, now the last clue. Ronnie Vannucci. Brandon Flowers.
Oh, the Wallflowers.
Both are wrong.
Oh, I don't know. I just heard Flowers.
However, don't let me get too high up on my horse because I also got it wrong. I thought for some reason the first two names are, I'd have to back it up, which I can't right now. I thought the first name was like, ooh, Benucci. Oh, Millie Vanilli.
Oh.
Not Millie Vanilli. Brandon Flowers, I should have known because when you hear it, you go, oh, I should know that, but maybe he's a little too obscure. Brandon Flowers, of course, the lead singer of...
Wes.
What is the Killers?
That's it.
The Killers.
Dang it.
I just had them in my showdown set last Friday.
It's a sleeper band. You don't think about that often.
They are so good. Mm-hmm. I do like them. Yeah. What else do you have, Des?
Let's see. What else should we talk about? I hear that somebody delivered a baby at a Starbucks.
You did? What did you hear about it?
I heard this.
Hang on, I gotta get to another page.
You were telling me about it.
Here you go.
It all seems kind of like a dream. He said, she's laying on the ground about to have a baby. The lady was laying right here, so I got the towels from her on this side. She said that she needed her pants off, so I took those off for her, and I noticed that the baby was crowning. So I put the... I asked her to lift up her hips so I could put the towels underneath her hips. And as soon as she lifted up her hips, the baby came right out. When you're a mom, you kind of go back to those moments when your babies were born. There was no really fear. It was just mainly just like, this needs to be done and she needs help. It's an honor that I could be there.
Wow, you clearly listened to that ahead of time, Des. You knew exactly what was happening when you were shocked.
She was at Starbucks and she helped deliver a baby. And what a lovely moment for her to be there with. Make sure the baby came out safe. I wish Dusty would have just popped out that easy. Like, oh, I think I'm having a baby. Oh, I had a baby.
Have a second baby. Then that baby will pop out easily. Yeah, that's exactly how it happens. The first one, hours of labor. Second one,
24.
You better have 1 foot on the curb of the hospital for the last week of that pregnancy.
The second baby actually is gifted a parachute. Because he comes out so fast, it's like a race car. Yeah. It's like, just gone. So
You're basically about like 87% more likely to become a loser or somebody who does the bobsled in the Olympics as you are a second baby.
Yeah, my mom called me a loser for some reason. I was the third one out. So
you're a really good loser. Big loser.
She always did say I was a big loser. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not sure. So I have to play this. This is pretty crazy. So. Do you guys remember when Mr. Rogers went to Congress and he sat down and he talked to them about, you know, these are the reasons why I want to have a TV show? Well, I might have just found his exact duplicate in voice, but boy, are these different messages. Let's hear Mr. Rogers first.
Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
Oh, by the way, at the end of this clip, you're going to hear the councilman. It's obviously a story that most people know if you know Fred Rogers or you saw the documentary recently. But at the end, he's trying to convince Congress to keep funding public television. Yeah. And you can hear the congressman at the end of it. You can hear him turn as Mr. Rogers is wrapping up his speech.
Yes.
For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just earned the $20 million.
It's a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment. And you know Mr. Rogers. He's very soft-spoken. Well, now there's a new man. And he is proposing that we legalize maybe a good positive finish to a massage. Let's just put it that way. And let's just hear what he has to say.
So I propose this. The city allows for licensed masseurs to get massages if the masseur and the client both agree to it. We let someone get naked and have every other part of their body touched and rubbed by a massage therapist. That would truly be a happy ending for everyone. Thank you.
I love that he said thank you.
And I love that he worked it. He's like, how can I get a happy ending joke in here? How can I do that? And I love that he did all of it, yet sounded like Mr. Rogers. I just wish we would have put that congressman at the end of that one.
Oh, that would have been the best thing ever.
Well, that's just fantastic. I love what you had to say. There's $20 million right there.
Oh, you mean like the thing I did at 4:30
this
morning? We
let someone get naked and have every other part of their body touched and rubbed by a massage therapist. That would truly be a happy ending for everyone. Thank you.
I think it's wonderful. Guys,
Rudy, oh, God. Nice
one. See, Rudy, that's why we get each other, because that is exactly what I had hoped for that. Did they not sound identical?
A lot alike.
Yeah. I mean, they have I don't know if he just watched hours of Mr. Rogers and was like,
I hope not.
I really have to, yeah, because that'd be a weird lesson to learn. But he had that soft-spoken voice, and I don't know if he got approved for this. I'm going to guess it was a big fat no.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did. He said all that, did his speech, and then had a big old thank you at the end.
I think what he was trying to do was not sound like a total creep.
Yeah, the thing to do is
you say it like this.
When you're trying to get a rub and tug passed for the city council, don't sound like the guy who's the only way to have that happen. That's your voice. Like, you sound like that's the only way that can ever happen for you. Yeah.
Now I've seen those at the Home Depot, the rub and tugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're right there at the Home Depot. You can get them right by
end cap aisle 16.
Yeah. So that's not weird at all. That's totally fine.
I feel like I'm gonna need to explain something to you when we're off the air.
You to me?
Uh-huh. What, that's cool.
Are they not? Was it Menards? Did I see him at Menards? Okay, that's on me.
Are you naked at Menards again?
No, I'm not. I'd like to plead the fifth on this one. Thank you very much.
You get 11% back at Menards, okay? So maybe you should start thinking about shopping elsewhere.
I don't know if you want 11% of that back. That just seems weird at that point.
I don't want anything to do with any of it.
Are you sure? Because I told him you'd vote for his whole speech.
Okay.
Well, Ryan's going to be back next week. He's on vacation. And I promise these podcasts will be less weird. In the meantime.
What are you talking about?
I like it. Des is giving me that look of like, wrap it up.
No, I like it too.
It's a ton of fun. We are going to have another classic flashback, Love 'Em or List 'Em, tomorrow, 7:20. And again, at 8 o'clock, we'll have that chance for you to get a direct deposit.
Yeah, money, money, money. Sign up at KS95.com if you haven't yet.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan. After Hours.